It is the night before one of the most beloved American traditions, giving thanks, and most likely eating turkey. How much will that bird and all the holiday trimmings cost this year? PBS NewsHour Digital producer Tim McPhillips recently spoke to a food economist to break it down.
Inflation, tariffs, bird flu. Will you be crying foul over the cost of your Thanksgiving feast? Here are three things to know. One, turkey wholesale prices are up a lot.
We're looking at wholesale prices today being about 40% higher than last year.
David Ortega, a food economist at Michigan State University, says turkey producers are dealing with dueling outbreaks, the first being avian influenza or bird flu. And
on top of that, you have another respiratory virus, AMPV, that has reduced the number of viable eggs and really slowed flock rebuilding.
The bird flu outbreak that started in 2022 is part of what caused egg prices to skyrocket last winter. And like with chickens, when one turkey tests positive for bird flu, the whole flock must be culled.
And this year alone, more than 2 million turkeys have been lost.
But know this, while farmers have had to beef up on biosecurity on their farms, the turkeys in the store are safe to eat.
Infected birds do not enter the food supply.
Two, while wholesale turkey prices are up, turkey retail prices are actually relatively flat.
Retailers often use whole turkeys as a loss leader.
That means stores sell the birds below cost to win your business for the rest of your Thanksgiving meal. So grocery stores are locked in a bit of a price war when it comes to whole turkeys, specifically frozen ones.
Loss leader pricing is very common during the holidays because it's one of the most effective ways to draw shoppers through the door.
So despite turkey wholesale prices being up, frozen turkeys are still sometimes less than a dollar per pound. And many stores offer a Thanksgiving basket or meal deal, a turkey and all the fixings for a set cost.
Walmart Thanksgiving basket is priced at the lowest ever since the program started.
That meal deal has been the source of a political food fight.
I just saw that Walmart came out with a statement last night. They've done it for many years. That Thanksgiving this year will cost 25% less than Thanksgiving last year.
But
it's also worth pointing out that there are fewer items in that basket. And so it's you're not comparing apples to apples here.
Still, these kinds of bundles can be a good way to fill your table. So shop around and check stores' mobile apps for the best deals. Three, the cost of the rest of your Thanksgiving meal is a mixed bag. Grocery prices are up about 25% over the past 5 years. And
about 2.7% higher than they were a year ago.
Certain foods are up even higher. Going with beef on your table,
those prices are at record highs right now at the retail side.
Fresh vegetables are up 3% year over year, and canned vegetables up 5%. One shining reason for that?
That has to do in part with some of the increases in production costs from the tariff. In particular, the tin steel from the steel and aluminum tariffs that have made that input much higher in price.
How about that after dinner coffee?
That is up over 18% compared to last year. So near record highs for coffee.
Pies and desserts haven't increased much unless they contain chocolate. Cocoa prices are near record highs.
That's because of supply constraints from consecutive years of poor harvest in some of the cocoa growing regions in the world in West Africa.
And if all that makes you want
wine for your holiday table,
know that imported wine is also more expensive due to tariffs. But
domestic wine prices are slightly down compared from last year. That has to do with some excess supply, but also some softening demand.
For PBS News, in charge of Key Lime Pie this Thanksgiving, I'm Tim McPhillips.